This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver needs to approve public money that's been promised for a new soccer stadium, but for now, that vote is delayed. City Council must sign off on $50 million for Denver's women's pro soccer team that would help buy the land for the stadium and other infrastructure. But this week, council members said key details are missing from the city's proposal. In the meantime, Summit FC plays its first game at Empower Field at Mile High, in March. Tickets went on sale this week. Meanwhile, CU Boulder's athletic director Rick George is stepping down at the end of the academic year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
George said he wanted to stay on through the end of the spring term to help smooth the transition to a new athletic director and to support football coach Deion Sanders through the end of the season. George's tenure will be largely defined by Coach Prime, who George signed to a massive contract and extension. The university calls it, quote, one of the boldest hires in college football history, unquote. But it's had mixed results on the field. George has held the job since 2013. The university said that he'll continue to serve as special advisor to the chancellor and director of athletics emeritus. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A Montezuma County resident has been infected with measles. It's Colorado's 32nd case this year. Public health officials say the person is a school-aged child in southwestern Colorado who had not received the vaccine. Officials are alerting the community about potential community exposure between November 5th and 11th in Cortez and Mancos. This is CPR News.